Each Thursday at this time, Backroads' Bill Steer is steering us down the back roads of northeastern Ontario. He's taking us to some of the natural wonders, the hidden gems, the stories, the swirl around the rocks and trees and waterways of the region. As you might imagine, Bill is an adventurer and the founder, too, of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa, and he teaches part-time at Canada College and at Nipissing University. Good morning to you, Bill Steer.
Good morning, Barry. We won't let the weather rain on our parade. And you know, your voice and the loon are so distinctive. But I think I can relate to the loon a little more. That being said, you're a masterpiece. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning, masterpieces.
Masterpieces, indeed. Listen to you, Mr. Smooth.
I've been thinking about that over the last few minutes, listening to all that rain and talk like that, and we got to get outside.
All we need is a tarp, and we'd be okay.
We would indeed.
I wonder if the group of seven painted under a tarp, Bill.
Well, you know, I think they did, and there was more than seven of them, and they're like the seven dwarfs. I don't know all of them. I have to look at the list. And in our area in particular, we know A.Y. Jackson and Franklin Carmichael and the rest, and northeastern Ontario and northern Ontario were certainly an inspiration. They painted across the Canadian landscape, to be sure, but a lot of their early works can be seen throughout the area, and some of them are very obvious, like A.Y. Jackson's Onaping River. We can get in the car today, and within 17 minutes from Mackenzie Street Studio, we can be there. We can jump in there and go into Killarney and see Franklin Carmichael's Grace Lake. But, there are other places. And the inspiration for me came from the book In the Footsteps of the Group of Seven by Jim and Sue Waddington. Now, their book was released through the Art Gallery of Sudbury, I think the fall of 2013. I have my copy right here, a signed copy, and they've been on the radio with Morning North with Marcus. So I got to thinking about many of the masterpieces within the book.
So what is it about the landscape of the Northeast that might have appealed to them so much?
Well, in one word, it's the ruggedness. It's rocks and trees and water. That's what we have, and people come from around the world to northeastern Ontario to see this legendary landscape. And certainly, when we go out, we're blessed. We have Lake Superior. We have the inland lakes. We have all these parks. And of course, the back roads and the waterways allow us to get there in all four seasons, and so that's amazing. Now their book was amazing, and this is just a comment. And when you go through the book, there, again, some of them are very, very obvious when you look at the photos and you compare it to the masterpiece.
Yeah, what you're talking about here, we need to make clear, is the Waddingtons kind of found the places where the members of the Group of Seven painted, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's their 37 years of researching this, and so you're looking at the book and this coffee table book, it's a masterpiece, mm-hmm. and some of them, again, are obvious, but then there are the others, because they don't give you GPS coordinates and they don't give you directions. You still have to be a sleuth, so to speak. And so then I got thinking about, I went through the book, and then bang, the one in Wawa is the example of the day, and there's a couple others nearby, and it's the one, the A.Y. Jackson's 1955 called Shoreline. And for me, it just, in the book they say, one day we were paddling on Lake Superior near Wawa when we came to the beach where he once owned a cottage. There were many potential sites there, but we found his shoreline, Wawa Lake Superior, only by climbing over a rocky outcrop to a tiny cove beyond the main beach. Yeah. Well, you can go there today to the sandy beach in Wawa, walk north on that beach, come to the rock outcropping, go over it, and you're in the tiny cove. And when we've had some email problems between myself and you this morning, but once we have the photo and the masterpiece lined up, you'll see it's exactly the same. And so, in essence, that photo and that masterpiece is geo-reference to where he, A.Y. Jackson, stood, or maybe he was under a tarp, but I'm not sure, that's one of them. And Wawa has done a masterful job in signage and their interpretation of their assets, their tourism assets around the area. So going to Sandy Beach and walking there, go for a swim as well, but that's one way to walk in the footsteps of the Group of Seven.
One of the nice things about the Group of Seven, I think they capture the colors of the and the spirit of the place so well.
Well, I think so. I mean, they're vibrant, and so many. I heard a piece yesterday on the radio about art in our homes, and we all have it. And certainly, all of us that live here and those that visit, we can appreciate those vibrant colors.
So, Bill, I want to make sure that we tell listeners that you and I have indeed had some email issues today, but you're going to be sending me some photographs of the places where you've been?
Yeah, as people go on and they follow the podcast, we have the GPX file for their smart devices if they choose. For some JPEG maps, the Google Maps, the story that complements the podcast. And then, of course, I usually send a couple of photos. In this case, it's the PDF of the Shoreline Masterpiece and the exact photo that I took when I stood there myself.
Well, you know what? When we get that all squared away, we'll put it up on the webpage where it's supposed to be. But thanks for this today. And have you any idea where we're going to be going next week?
I think next week I'm going to be dealing with Megan, and we're going to go. Can you imagine people trying to sell rocks in Northern Ontario?
No.
It's like red and white wine. There are red rocks and white rocks, and I'm going to take you there.
You're not talking about pudding stones or anything, are you?
Ah, you're on the right track.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Thank you.